Let's talk about draft prospects, matching up needs of the Patriots, perceived needs of the Pats, and where they might go in the draft. And I'll ask you guys to comment on positions, and then, Todd, you break down some of the prospects you see as likely fits. Let's start with edge rushers, pass rushers, whether defensive ends or outside linebackers.
I think they're in a pretty good spot with Flowers, but as Mike mentioned, Ninkovich getting a little longer in the tooth, and Jabal Sheard having gone elsewhere, you're going to need to look at that spot.
And, I mean, the Patriots, when they're picking at 32 or 28, are hard enough to figure out who they're targeting. They've always, you know, they're good for one surprise at least during the seven rounds of the draft. But it makes it hard to, at 72, say these are specifically guys. But these are players that could be available and I think kind of fit what they're looking for in terms of edge, linebackers, defensive ends, those types of players. Tyus Bowser from Houston, to me, is a player. It may take moving up into the second round, but he's a guy that has versatility. He's almost 6'3", 247 pounds. His tape was really impressive. He runs a 4.65, which is a fast time for that position. 8.5 sacks in 8 games played this past year. Did get into a brawl with one of his teammates and got injured and missed a few. But he can drop into coverage. He can rush the quarterback, and I think his best football is still ahead of him. Derek Rivers from Youngstown State is a player who played in a system that with toughness, it just knows how to work every single day. He's 6'3.5", 248 pounds, ran a 4.61, which is faster than Bowser's time and has a little bit more length to him. 15 sacks this past year, albeit at the FCS level, but he was dominant on the tape that I studied. You can see the closing burst. And he had 43 career sacks. So he's got experience, and he's a player that was consistent throughout his career. Terrell Basham from Ohio is another one. I'm going to these smaller schools, but these are the players who are going to be available when you get in that second, third, fourth round range. And Basham had a great week. You see some of the clips here of the Senior Bowl. Really impressed against some of the top talent, and that's what you want to see. You know, it's hard to scout a player from the MAC conference because he's playing against tackles that are not the quality or anywhere close to what you're going to see in the NFL. And Basham was really productive that week, has good numbers, almost 6'4", 270 pounds, runs a 4.7, and had 31 career sacks at Ohio. And then finally, the last guy that fits on the edge is Trey Hendrickson. He's kind of a crazy man, to be honest with you. I mean, he's got anger issues. He's angry on the field and allegedly a little tough to be around every once in a while off the field. But he's really productive, and he can fly. He runs a 4.6 at 266 pounds, 6'4", and he had 23 sacks and 6 forced fumbles the last 2 years. So those are 4 players that aren't from the premier programs across the country that all fit that edge defender, you know, varying heights and weights and speeds. But I think all of those are the type of guys that you can see the Patriots targeting.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.